This is an IELTS Energy bonus. Free web class. Be funny and increase your IELTS score.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Why does humor increase your score on IELTS? Find out in our free web class. Today, get all the details and grab your spot.
Hey, Jessica, how's it going?
It's going great. I got to teach a very funny student this morning. Good. She's from Russia, and she just is delightful. She constantly surprises me with her answers.
That's awesome. I love it when students do that. You know what I mean? It's so key to be able to be funny at those important moments, you know, to share that laughter. That's great. I love that.
For sure. Guys, and there is a place on the IELTS exam for humor, especially speaking part two. Like, this is your chance to show personality, stand out, tell a funny story.
Ooh, I love that. Let's talk more about that today. I mean, guys, the reason we're on this bonus is because there is a web class coming up where we're going to show you how to be funny in English, all right? So first of all, we want you to go over there and opt in, sign up for it. Go to allearsenglish.com/funny. You don't want to miss this. Let's talk a little bit, though, Jessica, about how being funny plays into IELTS. Tell me about that.
Okay, so on the speaking test, guys, if you are able to make a joke in a number of different ways, that's what we're going to teach you on the web class. Like, the most common ways that we can make jokes, that we can be funny. If you can do that in speaking part one or speaking part two, you will laugh. The examiner will laugh. Everybody relaxes, first of all, which is helpful, right? Because you feel more confident. You think, oh, this examiner likes me. I'm doing great. And then also, if you're able to make a joke in English, guys, you seem more fluent, right? It shows your confidence. It shows your depth of knowledge in how to communicate in English.
Yeah, I mean, I would really think that that would be one thing that would tell us the difference between a six student and a seven student, right? I mean,
totally.
You know, your average six student won't be able to make jokes, won't be able to have that level of sophistication, but a seven or higher, now that is someone who can make jokes, who can respond to jokes, that
kind
of thing.
Yes, exactly, guys. I had a student in Taiwan who... grammar, not great. Like, really not great, guys. But she was able to be very funny in English because that's just was her personality. Like, it was easy for her. That's not true for everyone. That's why you need to come to our web class. But for her, like, it was just second nature. It didn't matter what language she was speaking. Even though grammar, terrible. Vocab, not great. She still got a 7 on speaking. So,
That's the testimonial right there.
Yeah.
You know, that's an example of how... Yeah, if you are naturally funny, I mean, you can maximize on that, right? You can capitalize on that and really use that to raise your score.
Okay. Yes, sign up allearsenglish.com/funny. So like I said, we're going to teach you about the most common ways that you can be funny in English and also just to understand when natives are being funny, which is very important. But guys, I think the most important thing that you are going to learn for IELTS is what we call anecdotal humor. That's when we tell a funny story that is often exaggerated, right?
Mm-hmm. And again, exaggeration is a really good way to improve your pronunciation score because you're changing your pronunciation score when you're exaggerating. Now, is this most frequently done on speaking part two then, telling that personal story?
Oh, for sure, guys. And you could get great examples of this. This is what makes up most stand-up comedians' material, right? Like telling funny stories about their life.
Right.
So we're gonna recommend, actually, our favorite stand-ups and other resources you guys should use so you hear models of this. So Michelle and I are going to give this web class a little bit later in March, guys. And you have to sign up allearsenglish.com/funny.
Yeah. What are the dates of the web class? Is it the 28th and the 30th? Is that right?
Let's see. The 28th and the 30th. And the 28th is a Saturday. So I know lots of you guys can make it.
Yeah, guys, don't miss it. Don't miss it. I love that. That's so cool. So are there any phrases we want to teach our listeners? Maybe just give them a little hint today. What do you think?
Yes, totally. So a great way to start a story is the phrase, this one time. And that's like, that's very native. I never hear students introduce stories like that. They might say, first, this happened, right?
Oh, yes. So much more stiff and non-natural, right? This verse, this happened. I mean, exactly. This is natural. This is not in a textbook, though, anywhere. This is just on the street English.
Yeah. Yes, exactly, guys. So like Lindsay said, if you're going to get a 7 or higher, it's all about sounding more natural, more native. So start your story by saying, this one time I was at the airport or whatever. And a great little filler phrase, before you tell the funny part,
okay,
pause and say, get this. So like in this example, right, you could be like, this one time I was at the airport and get this, there was a monkey on the plane or something.
I love that. Just a little side point, but catching people's attention. Get this.
Yeah.
Right? Get totally. This. I love that. And the other thing I want to mention is that, you know, these phrases are great. Even if you're not trying to tell a joke on IELTS, it's a way to get open up that story, get the examiner's attention. So coming to this web class, guys, will show you how to be funny, how to understand humor, and also how to maximize your vocab on IELTS in general. Okay.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Such great stuff for your IELTS score, guys. And also resources for listening practice. I mean, how many IELTS practice listening tests can you do? Like, you, that's not improving your listening. You need to be listening to native speaker English. And you don't just have to watch the news. That is going to make you lose motivation, right?
Yes.
Then you're not paying attention. So we're going to tell you about our favorite stand-ups, movies, sitcoms, a bunch of recommendations that you guys will have to write down.
Ooh, this is going to be great. So guys, go and sign up. Go right now over to allearsenglish.com/funny, F-U-N-N-Y, and get in there because there is a limit. So you don't want to get shut out of the room, guys. So make sure you sign up and show up on time so that you get your seat, you get your spot. Okay.
Yes.
The other thing is, Jessica, you know, after the last web class, I did have quite a few students write to me and say, wondering if we could send them the recording, but we don't record our web classes.
Not anymore, guys. We don't do that. You have to come live because that is that we are teaching you guys. We are interacting with you guys. It is a class, right?
Yes.
And the best way to learn the maximum amount is to be there live with us, right?
Yes, exactly. And also being able to ask questions. We want you to be fully there in person, asking questions, interacting, getting answers from us. That's why we don't record them. So guys, show up or you'll miss it.
Show up or lose out. That's the motto.
You got
all right,
it.
Guys, allearsenglish.com/funny.
All right. See you there. Bye, Jessica.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.